Advice from an expert.
Hi, this is Bill Whitley. I'm the host of the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group. And for our Advice from an Expert segment, I am so excited to have Bradley Hamner with us today. Bradley is the Director of Coaching for Club Capital. Now, Club Capital works with over 300 insurance business owners to help them with their bookkeeping and their taxes and their analytics. And based on the needs of their clients, they have launched a business coaching division, and Bradley leads that division. So, Bradley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Bill, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So Bradley, we're going to do a three-part series that's focused on creating the business structure that'll help you really build the agency of your dreams. And so part one, we're going to focus on leading yourself. So Bradley, tell us a little bit more about leading yourself.
So I don't think that you can give what you don't have. And so a lot of business owners, and especially insurance agency owners, will think about their life in two forms. They'll think about their life in terms of their work and in their life, their family, their friends. And what typically gets squeezed in the middle is their self. And if you can't give what you don't have, a lot of times people just won't work on developing themselves so they can be better for their team. And so for you to be the best leader for your organization and for your team, you must be able to work on yourself first.
Got it. That sounds really good. So tell me, what are some of the things that an agent would do if he wanted to work on himself?
So one of the first things that we talk about whenever we're working with a client is paying attention to your energy rhythms. And so a lot of times they'll think about what the prospects that they're reaching out to, when's the right time to reach out to them, when's the right time to have the appointment for them. But the reality is we all have a natural rhythm to our day. And that's based on probably a lot of people's sleep cycles. Some people tend to be able to get more done later in the afternoon. Other people love to be able to get things done first thing in the morning. And so if you're able to pay attention to your energy, so when are you at the peak state of your energy? And so therefore, what are the activities you should be doing? So we would call those like a front stage activity. One of those things would be obviously your world appointments whenever you're meeting with a client. Number two would be whenever you're meeting with your team. Those are the activities you want to do whenever you're at your peak energy state. Conversely, if you're looking at numbers, you're doing some planning, maybe doing reading, those are activities that you want to do whenever you're at your lowest energy state. And so just being able to have that framework and mindset for insurance agency owners has been a real game changer for people to say, no, I've never thought about actually when my energy goes up, when it goes down, and what activities I should be doing in either of those energy states.
You know, I just love that idea. It makes so much sense that, you know, we're nobody's ever at 100% all the time. And so what you're really saying is, hey, when you're at your best, let's do the most important things. And when you're not, you know, when you don't have that same energy, that's when you want to do some of the, you know, less critical things. I'm sure, you know, planning and reading and numbers are very important, but it's not a human interaction. And so it's just you. And so you don't have to be up and, you know, have the same energy.
Yeah, let me give you like an example. I mean, I love to get up early. I get up at 4:45. One of the first things I'll do is go work out. And so coming out of that workout, I was trying to, in my morning ritual, to fit in reading as an example. And I just quite frankly couldn't do it. I couldn't get myself to focus because it was some of my most creative time. So when I would do writing, when I would do planning, whenever I would do my most creative work was right after that workout. And so I moved reading to the middle of the day because right after lunch, right around lunch, so that 12 to 2, 2:30 time is not a good time for me. So I've actually put reading in the middle of my day and, of course, the very last thing at night. And that has been helped me so much. Whenever I schedule time with my team, one-to-ones, anytime I'm doing a front-facing activity, a front-stage activity, I want to do that when I have the most energy. And so just having an awareness of that is the most important thing.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Hey, Bradley, thanks for sharing that. Is there anything else regarding leading yourself you want to share?
Yeah, I do want to get into what we then extend out of once you talk about energy is your ideal work week. And so if you look at your week from a Sunday through a Saturday, getting in a few important blocks. Obviously, number one, meetings. You've got to be able to meet with your team. I don't think that is something that you can abdicate to somebody else. If you're the CEO of your business, one of the most important things you've got to do is your meetings. So we just talked about the energy. So when are you at your peak energy state? And so therefore, that's when you should schedule your team meetings and then your one-to-ones with your team. The second thing is obviously your appointment availability. Obviously, whenever you're conducting or your world appointment, when are you at your peak energy state? Do you have that time blocked off? Does your team know when they can actually set an appointment for you? So that's important. The other thing is, and this is kind of unique, I think one of the most important things you can do for your business is actually think on your business. So we call it thinking time. But a lot of people don't have that time scheduled. And so having just start with 1 hour once a week that you put on your calendar, you go to the same place and you actually think about your business. And so when you're doing thinking time, you want to start with a question. If you just walk in there and say, okay, this is the time I'm supposed to be thinking, then it's going to be unproductive. You'll probably be all over the place. But think on a question about the business. Use that first 45 minutes to write down all of your thoughts, and then use the last 15 minutes to actually organize those thoughts. And then lastly, quite frankly, when are you going to leave the office? And I know this sounds silly, but if you put on your time, put on your calendar when you're going to leave the office, you can be better for your family whenever you're there. So putting on your calendar, this is time to leave, that artificial barrier, I think everybody can agree that the day before they go on vacation, they are the most productive. I know I certainly am. And so I wanted to create some artificial barriers for myself, and that's one of them. For me, I leave the office at 6 o'clock, no later than 6, to be home for my family. And so that's the other thing. So meetings, your appointment availability, thinking time, what time are you going to leave the office? And lastly is your weekly planning. So I call it a Sunday planning session. I do mine 2 hours on Sunday. Some people can do that first thing on Monday morning. Some people love to do it. I was working with a client just yesterday. He loves to do his Friday night at 8 o'clock. He will spend 2 hours Friday night from 8 to 10 planning his next week. Now that would never work for me, but it works for him. So whatever that is for you, put that in your ideal work week and then begin to iterate off of that. That's what I would suggest.
Fantastic. You know, Bradley, I just love this. I remember the concept when you're trying to save money of paying yourself first. You know, take that paycheck and pay yourself first. And what you're really kind of advocating here, and I just love it, is, you know, allocate time for yourself first. You know, with, you know, there's the appointments and all the things that we're doing with clients, but also you're saying, let's have a little bit of thinking time. Let's go ahead and block that out. And if we block it on the calendar, then other stuff is not going to creep in, and suddenly we don't have any time left, and now we don't have any thinking time. So I just really like that concept.
Absolutely. Yeah, and share that with your team. Share that with your team. I mean, and share it with your spouse and say, hey, this is what my ideal work week looks like. I mean, you're not going to have, we're not trying to go after perfection here, okay? We're just after progress, not perfection. And so, but if you don't know what an ideal week even looks like, you're certainly not going to have one. And so just getting some of those key blocks into your schedule, into your week, and then sharing that with yourself, obviously, with your team, and with your spouse would be really important.
Fantastic. Hey, Bradley, I really appreciate you. So part one that we just finished was on leading yourself. Part two, next month, we'll be talking about how to gain more clarity. And part three, it will be on focused execution. So Bradley, if somebody wants to work with Club Capital and they want help on these concepts, what would they do?
Absolutely easiest thing to do is email our team at coaching@club.capital. Email us at coaching@club.capital, and we'll respond to you within just a few hours.
Sounds great. And I want to reiterate, that's coaching@club.capital. There's no .com. It's .capital. So coaching@club.capital. Bradley, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, Bill.
Sure.